Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Dr. Donna Hicks is here, too, ladies and gentlemen. Donna is associate at the Weatherhead Center for International Affairs at Harvard University. She spent quite a bit of time working in the field of international conflict resolution. And she has become an internationally known commodity and expert in that field. She's the author of a new book, which we're going to talk about today, Dignity, Its Essential Role in Conflict Resolution. Dr. Donna Hicks, welcome to the show.
Yes, thank you very much.
It's good to have you here. Now, I've thought a lot about the concept of dignity, but never more than since my parents became older, and I've had to take care of them in their senior years, to the end of my dad's life, and now I'm taking care of my mother. Dignity, the concept of dignity, is just with these old people. It just screams at you, dignity. You see it. You see them being deprived of it. You see them losing it, but then you also see them claiming it. It's been a fascinating thing to me. What do you think?
Well, I think you're so right with with the senior population, because you know so much of their life is behind them, and all of their positive and wonderful contributions that they made, you know, are
and
in their
and
past.
And that generation, pardon me, John, but that generation exuded. They manufactured dignity.
Huge. That is so true. That's so true. And then when you come to a point in your life where, you know, you're not doing all those wonderful things, you're not making mm-hmm. those great contributions to your family, to your business, to your, you know, to your community, then all of a sudden you stop and you say, well, you know, what am I doing? You know,
right.
what's worth it here? And I think you're right. I think continuing that belief and helping those of us caring for our elderly parents, making them realize that, you know what, you are just the most valuable thing to us, and I don't care, you know, what you're doing now,
right,
but
right.
you are really special to us, and that is your purpose now, to maintain this wonderful family unit, and that's how I feel.
And it's our purposes to help them do that, because they,
absolutely.
At that point in life, they can't do it on their own.
They can't
maintain their own dignity on their own. There's too many other things going on. And the system doesn't always help them to maintain dignity. And I only bring, I know that's not exactly the angle of your book, but I just brought that up to tell people that if you want to get a full, a full dose of the concept of dignity, go hang out with old people.
Yeah. Yeah, no,
right. And watch them deal with getting care and you know, just living their lives.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see an abundance of dignity, and you'll see a dearth of dignity.
Yeah, and you know those people who are their caregivers who really have an awareness of the fragility of their dignity.
Right.
I mean, I think that's their number one job, to keep the awareness
that's
up
exactly
that
right.
they need dignity just like any of the rest of us.
And if you're looking for a place for your elderly folks to go, you got to go watch that. You got to go see if people are being treated with dignity, because you know what? Medicine is medicine.
Mm-hmm.
Food is food. If those are commodities. Dignity is not a commodity.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you're right.
So, okay, I'll get
age.
Off my soapbox a little bit. I just thought that's something that people, you know, sometimes when folks who are fully ambulatory, they're in the prime of their life, they're rocking and rolling,
mm-hmm.
dignity isn't really something they contemplate much.
You don't even think about it, really.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, you know why? Because I can, by golly, demand it.
Yeah.
I can claim my own dignity, right? I'm not fragile.
Yeah.
I'm not vulnerable.
But it's very different in our senior years.
Yeah. So how should we think about dignity when we're not in our senior years?
Well, you know, I've just spent a week this past week one of my major consulting jobs in a big corporation. And, you know, the fact is, Jim, we spend vast majorities of our time in the workplace. And so much of the way we feel about ourselves is really determined by what that culture is like in the workplace. You know, if it's a wonderful place where people feel seen, they feel heard, they feel recognized, you know, you get the proper pat on the back when you do a good job.
Right.
All of that contributes to a really healthy and thriving workplace. But I can tell you, and I know it's true for many corporations and many businesses, that if that workplace doesn't make people feel like they are a valued part of that organization, that they are essential to the organization, that, you know, we need your input, we need your wisdom, we need your talent, if that doesn't get recognized, I can tell you toxic environments build up very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no question about it, and I'm glad you used the word toxic, because that is the word, and it manifests in a lot of different ways in how you find it, but also it manifests in different ways in what it produces.
Oh, so true. And let me tell you one of my experience after working in this one environment for quite several years. Is that when you don't have a hierarchy, which most businesses and most workplaces
right.
have a hierarchy. You know,
right.
you've got the boss, and then you've got all the people underneath him or her. And if that leadership, if the people at the top don't welcome feedback about the way things are going, you know, how am I doing mm-hmm. in my leadership? Am I delivering the right things for not only my customers but for my employees? If you have a group of people working below this leadership who are feeling, you know, like they're getting their dignity violated, they're not feeling recognized, they're, you know, whatever, they're feeling
right.
excluded from things. There's a million different ways we can violate somebody's dignity. If they don't feel like they can speak up and tell their bosses, hey, look, you know, this isn't
right.
working for us down here. We need a conversation with you. But 9 times out of 10. People are terrified to speak up to power like
well, but
that.
Plus, they'll never say, hey, boss, I feel like you violated my dignity. Those words will never come out of their mouth. Because that's not how they think about it, is it?
Well, no, plus the problem is, you know, in this group that I've most recently worked with, they say, look, for me to speak up to my boss in this environment,
yeah.
in this climate,
I don't want to lose my job.
It's career suicide.
Exactly.
That's,
yeah. And so the key, folks, business owners, small business owners, I know what wonderful people you are, but think about this a little bit. Think about, spend a little time as you contemplate your employees this year. Spend a little time contemplating their dignity and see if you're contributing to the nurturing of their dignity, not the depletion of it. Right back with Dr. Donna Hicks. More on this after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.